Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, beet armyworm infestation falls under 5%. Stay tuned to find out more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Daddy, you have to stop my punishment of staying in the room.
Oh, yes?
As Junior has come to spray.
Carla, you salt. No problem spraying the room. Tutus are finished.
Come. But you still don't tell me what this one is called, then.
Look like you want finsack me, you know, Mr. Phillips.
I know what is in
if
this
them boy hear about this chemical, big boom pest control can't stop them again, you know. Them take away all the business. Make a fix up your room for you, Carla.
Using pesticides in your home or workplace is serious business. Call the Pesticides Control Authority for a list of pesticides that can be used safely around the house. All pesticides can be dangerous to human health, particularly children, the elderly, and the sick. You have the right to ask for the pesticide to be used and its dangers. Gas oil should not be used for termite treatment, as this is a fire hazard.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that the beet armyworm infestation that has been plaguing St. Elizabeth has declined to less than 5% in cultivations still affected by the pest. The reduction is the result of extensive field work being done by the Agriculture Ministry in collaboration with the farmers and other stakeholders across the parish. The Ministry of Agriculture recently completed a 9-week exercise titled Strengthening a National Beet Armyworm Program, which trained some 150 farmers in St. Elizabeth on combating the pest. The program focused on administering environmentally friendly control strategies instead of application of chemicals and pesticides. Acting Deputy Director of the Crop and Plant Protection Unit in the Ministry's Research and Development Division, Michelle Sherwood, says she's confident that the knowledge gained from the exercise will go a far way in helping to eventually eliminate the pest.
We do anticipate that the training has been a benefit to both the farmers, but also to us who are the facilitators, because we'll also learn a lot of things from the farmers. And I believe this interaction will also help us as we work together in the long run to further enhance the management program.
Ms. Sherwood was addressing the recent graduation ceremony for participants in the ministry's Farmers Capacity Building Training Program in St. Elizabeth. The training was funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, under a 2-year agreement with the Government of Jamaica, with technical assistance provided by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is pledging continuous training and information sharing between farmers and field extension officers as part of the ongoing work plan of its Research and Development Division.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
Our proverb for this morning is Big tree no cut down with one blow. Translation: one blow is not sufficient to cut down a big tree. This means perseverance is key. Success takes time. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. We invite you to join us again next time. Also, remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. For producer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore with student engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.